Fighter and Chess. We're up on the basket of Kuf Ein, picking up on Kuf Samarta Samabes, Badaba, Marabage. Four lines up from the bottom, Tanaraba, Nanzak, the Heilige Gemara. Habaladin Lalidon Bishtar Chazaka. Let's say you have a person who comes to a din, and he's living on a land. He claims it's his land, and he had, not only does he claim it's land, he says, I have a shtar to show that this is my land, and I have a chazaka. I have Eidim that say I was there for 3 years, I was living there. What's the din? Nidon Bishtar, Divi Rebbe. Rebbe saying, you judge the case, he has to go, he has to whip out that shtar and show the shtar. Even though 3 years living there, you don't have to have, like we saw way back in the Chav Tes, you don't need to have the shtar anymore, but if a guy brings up the fact that he has a shtar, so you have to bring out that shtar. Zekzik to Rebbe. You can do it with chazaka. Now the Gemara is going to go back and forth what exactly these means. We're going to end by saying, Rebbe says, once you say that you have a shtar, you have to bring it up. And Rosh Hashanah Gamliel says, no, it's enough just to say the chazaka. Well, let's take a look and see this. But my kamithki, what exactly is a mechlokas? Kiyasar of Dim Yomar, he says, but osios nictos from Sir kamithki, the mechlokas is whether or not, literally, letters can be acquired through giving over. And that is, and let's say you have a shtar of a land, and it speaks about, like, whoever has this shtar owns the land, then if you give it over, that is enough. And once you do that, it is kona. Peep, turn the page. Kuf Ayin. Rav Shlomo Gamliel suffer anosos nikos from Mesira. He says that letters cannot be acquired through Mesira, and therefore, if it has on the shtar someone else's name on it, that's not enough to show ownership. For Rebbe suffer osos nikos from Mesira, they are nikos from Mesira. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Gamliel will say, you have to do it with chazaka, seemingly, and not with the shtar. And Rebbe says, no, it's done with the shtar, because just the shtar itself is going to be good, because it's an araya, the fact that he has it. Says the Gemara. Omar le Abaye. Abaye says, Im Kain, if it's really true, that's what you want to say, then plukta lidemar. You're now arguing with Rabbah, who we saw earlier, yesterday's daf, that Rabbi Shlomo Gamliel says that osios are niknos, that the letters can be acquired through Mesira. The way you're saying it, you're saying just the opposite. Says Rashbam, "Im kein bukhle derech lemar shamar rabbe lemayla kuf samathas ben beis l'rabbanon." I'm sorry, Rabbi Shimon osios niknos Mesira v'asahata v'ata omer. And you're saying the Rabbi Shimon ain't no sisters Mesira. What's going on? So Rav Dimi says back, Amalei, okay, for Tifluk, fine. So what's the problem? No problem. So Rabbi says differently, I'm fine with that. Amalei says that doesn't make sense, because Hachi Kamidach, this is what it means to say. Masnisa lo mitarza, ella kita mitarza mar. The first braisa can only be understood in the way that Rabbi explained it. The Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that osios letters can be acquired through Mesira, right? Shimon Gamliel is din, the price that we saw in the previous daf, that if the one who the beneficiary of a matana returns the shtar matana to the donor, then what happens? The gift also goes back. The only way to explain that is to say that he holds that osios are Osos are niknos by Mesira. So how could you say differently? Vim Kain, and if it's true, the way you're explaining the Brisa, then Kasha to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. It's Kasha on himself. So the Gemara says, okay, that's a good point. Ella, Rabbi Abaye comes and gives us a different answer. Hachamai Skin, and what are we talking about in this case over here with the guy with the shtar and with the Chazakashtikal? Kigon Shinimsa Echad Meim Karva Puzzle. That is that in the shtar itself, one of the people that are the Edom in there end up being a karov, a relative, or pasul, like they were a ganav or something like that, and therefore they can't be an aid. And therefore what? They are arguing within the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. This takes us way back to the Gittin days. Wow, unbelievable how much we've done together, huh? Gittin of Tessim and Beis. Rabbi Safar Lak, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Elazar. Damar Eide Mesira Karsi. That the witnesses, those that see the giving over of a get, that is what's causing the get to come into effect, to work. From Shimon Gamliel, Savra Laka Rabbi Meir, who's a good mayor, Damar Eide Chasimi Karsi. No, what's causing the severance, the get? is the fact that the witnesses were signed in it. So of course you need the witness. You have to have witnesses to make sure that this actually came about. But the thing that's actually impacting the divorce is the Edei Chasima Karsi. Therefore, if we're dealing with a case where there's a problem with one of the signatures in there, so therefore it's inherently an issue of the actual shtar itself. So Rabbi Elazar, who says that it goes according to the people watching it, to the giving over of the get, then we don't really care about the edim that are in there, the apostle or the apostle. And that would be the world of Rabbi. That's why he says go with the shtar. And that's Rabbi going like Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he's going to go to Rabbi Meir, that he says, no, goes according to the Chasima, and therefore it's no, since the Eid Chasima are no good, you go with Chazaka. In fact, hold on, that doesn't make sense. Because even Rabbi Elazar, who says that it's Eidim Mesira Karsi, that's only if there's no Eidim that are written in the Shtar, that there's no actual intrinsic problem with the Shtar itself. But if there's an intrinsic problem with the Shtar itself, then even he would say that it's not going to be good. V'am Rabbi Abba, Modad Rabbi Elazar, Mezuyev Mitoch Shubasal. That if it's inherently flawed, it's going to be puzzle. So why would Rebbe say that it's going to be good if it's signed by an aid that's no good? It doesn't make any sense. Ella Amar Rebbe Avina, Hakol Modim, Sheim Kasuv Bo, Huskaknu Le'edusan Shel Edim, V'nimtseis Edusan Mizuyefes, Yu Puzzle. Really, everyone's masking both Rebbe and Rishon Gamliel that if it's written in the actual shtar, like the court writes in the shtar, that we checked into this shtar over here, the Edim, and we find out that it's mezuyef, it's forged, or it's no good. Everyone's going to say that it's going to be a puzzle, even if they're Edim that saw the Mesira giving it over. Kid the Rebbe Abba, and that goes according to Rebbe Abba. So where is the Mechlokas? Lo Nechlaku Ela B'shtar She'en Elav Edim Klal. The only Mechlokas is of the shtar, they don't have Edim in it at all. But let's say there are Edom that watched it. The Rebbe Savar look at Rabbi Elazar. It's like Rabbi Elazar. Tamar Edom Misir Karsi. It goes according to them. They're giving it over. Right? So in our case, then the Shtar is going to be good because of the Edom who saw it being given over. Therefore, you don't have to go into the Chazakah thing. That's why he says the Shtar. Rishonim Leo Savar look at Meir. Look at Meir. Tamar Edom Chasima Karsi. What are you talking about? It goes according to Edom Chasima. In this case, the shtar is not going to be good just because you have Edom that saw it being given over. The signatures are not there. No good. Viva Yisema, another answer. Another answer you can give. Maybe we're talking about a case where the original owner, remember, if two guys come into basin, one saying that it's in his land, and the OG, the original owner, saying, no, it's not, it's mine, right? So we could talk about a case that the original owner says, yeah, I wrote up a shtar that he has right there, but I actually never gave it to him. In other words, says the Rashbam, V'bayisema b'mode me'arer shekasu l'shtar shebiyad zeh pligi. That when the one who's arguing, the original gangster, the original owner, he's basically saying, yeah, I wrote the shtar, but what happens when I admit that I read the shtar and I give it over? But v'kamer me'arer lo mechartiv l'cha m'meni nafal l'shtar matzasu. Basically, it fell out of my hands. But yes, I admit that I wrote it, but it fell out of my hands and you picked it up. Back to the garden. That's what they're arguing over. Whether you have to be Mekayim, the shtar, in a case where a person goes and he says, he admits the fact that he actually wrote it. That once a person admits the fact that he wrote the shtar, the one who's holding on to it, the second guy, he doesn't have to have it certified. Therefore, in our case, the one who's actually living in the land right now, that's a raya that it belongs to him, even though there is no, it wasn't certified at all. No, you have to be mekayim, you have to certify it. Right, so in our case, the shtar is not going to really be any help, and therefore, go with chazaka. Don't forget, keep us on the map. We said in this case, Rebbe says shtar, and there's someone else says chazaka, and that's why I'm here. Frank the Gemara, huh? V'ha ifcha shamin alu. We're exactly the opposite. That these shitas of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel about whether the fact someone admitted to the fact that the shtar was written, whether or not it has to be certified, we saw in the Gemara elsewhere that says just they hold the opposite shitas. The Tanya, if you learned in a Braisa, Shnayim Adukim Shtar. If you have you have two people that are holding onto a shtar, right? The Baal Chov and the one who owes the money. So I claim I lent money to Bob, and the two of us come in holding onto this shtar chov. Malva Omer Shalihu V'nafam Menu Mitzaso. The Baal Chov, meaning myself, I say it's mine. It fell from me, and then I found it, right? And that is that I was holding onto this. This guy Bob owes me the money, and therefore I came to pick it up, and he tried to get it from me. Velova Amar, Bob says, Shalchahu, yeah, inechinami, it was yours, uprat tivlach, but I already paid you back, therefore this is mine. What you doing, boy? Give it back. Yiskai mishtar b'chosmav, then what has to happen over here? Yiskai mishtar b'chosmav. The shtar has to be certified through those that signed on it. Right, the Adam, we have to certify the shtaros. Divri Rebbe, Azai Gazak, the Rebbe, that's a Lushan, that's what Rebbe says. That's a problem, because we just saw a moment ago that Rebbe says you don't have to become the shtar b'chosmav. So Rishim Amliya Lomi Yachloku, you go ahead and you split it. Right, so it sounds like Rebbe saying that once a document is certified, he can go and collect the entirety of it. And Rishim Amliya is saying split it. In other words, the guy only has to give half of it. But we ask the question. This Gemara comes up above Metziah of Zion. Valesle l'Rebbe ha'detanan shnayim oksan betalis. But wait a second. Does Rebbe not hold of that which we learned in the first Mishnah above Metziah? The shnayim oksan betalis. Two people holding on to a talis. Zelmer animat sasiya. Zelmer animat sasiya. Each one saying I found it. They're saying I found it. Zeisha v'shein ba lo pachas mechetzia. This v'zeisha v'shein lo. Each one has to swear that they don't own any less than half of it. And then they go ahead and they split it. So why does Rebbe say that when a Baal Chov and the guy who, like myself, the Baal Chov and Bob, the one who I lent the money to, are both holding on to the shtar, that I can get the entirety of it if it gets certified? What's going on? Really, it should be, so to speak, split. Amar Rav Nachman, right, to answer up that question, Rav Nachman says, with a certified shtar, then everyone is in agreement, both Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, that they go out and you split it. Right? Like the Mishnah says, Kipligi, where is the machlokas? Bisha Eina Mekuyam. In the case of Tzad Mekuyam, Rebbe Savar, Moda Beshtar Shekosu Tzorech Lekaimo. That if you go and you admit to the shtar that you actually wrote it, you have to be Mekayim it. Vi Mekayim Le Gove, Gove Palga. In that case, then if it's certified, he can now collect half. Vilo, but if not, then Chatzab Almahu. This is considered a piece of pottery, it's worthless. Right, it has to be certified. Because if not, the guy's going to say, Bob, could you say I paid you back? And so, or someone going, Leo Savar, Modu Mishtar Shekosu, Ain Tzorech Lekaim, you don't have to be Mekayim it. V'yachloku, and you go ahead and you split it. So we see over here in Bava Metzia, that of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is the opposite of what's going on than what we're saying over here. So after the Gemara, don't worry about it, Eifach. Just flip the opinions above Metzia to make it fit with what's going on over here, right? Rebbe's the one who says that the divide, even if it's not certified, because once a guy admits to it, then he doesn't have to certify. Rishon Gamliel is saying that he doesn't get anything unless he's able to certify it, because you'd have to certify it. Okay, done with that. Now, Vibay Zema, another answer of how we explain this Machlokas Rebbe Rishon Gamliel. Is we're talking about a case where the one who's on the land is saying that he has a shtar, and it's a good shtar, and it's certified. Really, we could say that you don't switch the what's going on above Metziah. But in our Brisa, Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel are just arguing over whether or not you have to go ahead and be Mevarer when you have an extra claim that's thrown up, right, that's thrown out into the discussion. For example, when the guy comes and he says that I have a chazaka and a shtar, chazaka would have been enough. Now he mentioned the idea of shtar. Now that he said that, once he threw in that extra statement of a shtar, which wasn't necessary, does he have to now back that up or not? Or could we just say, it's just an extra thing, it's unnecessary, and therefore it's okay even without that, you don't have to go out and show the shtar. That's the question. Rebbe is going to say you have to, and that's why he says show the shtar. Once you brought, you should have closed your mouth. Once you spoke up, now you're stuck. Shmuel Gamliel says no, you don't have to. Ki hadar of Yitzchak by Yosef, of Amasik by Zuzei by Rabbi Abba. Like we find the story of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, he says to Rabbi Abba, you owe me money, I lent you money. Also lekameh to Rabbi Yitzchak. And this wasn't in Ishtar. So they come in front of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Amar, and Rabbi Abba says to Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Rabbi Abba, who says, you say that I owe you money, I paid you back already in front of this particular person. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rav Yitzchak, so now Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, who was done in this case, says, Yavo Poni Poni Veidu. So go bring those people, let them be made that you paid back, and then you're off the hook. Amalei, Rabbi says back, 1 second, and if they don't come, I'm not going to be believed that I paid it back. What do I have to even bring them for? We know the din is, Maseches Shavuos, we learn, that if someone goes and lends money to someone else with Edom over there, but and it's not written in Ishtar, he doesn't have to pay back in front of Edom. So why are you telling me that I have to go bring it? I have to bring them. Amar Lei says back, Ana Bahi Kishmaiti Tamar severely. In this idea, I agree with the din of Mar, meaning of what you say. Tamar Bi Abba, Amar Rav Ada Bar Av, Amar Rav. Amar Lechaver, some says to his friend, Baraticha Bifnei Poloni Poloni, that I paid you back in front of so-and-so, Tzorch Shiavo, Poloni, Poloni, Veidu. You have to bring them now to testify for you. Right? Which is what Rebbe had said. By a Mevarer, you'd have to go out and you have to back it up. So you'd have to actually bring the Shtar, so to speak. So Amalei Rav Abba said back, that you do not have to go into be mavarer. If you say an extra claim, you don't have to back it up. The af rebbe lo peep turn the page. Kof ayin um beis lo amr ella levarer. And even Rebbe say that yes, I mean proof. The only thing you have to do it is just to be mavarer, but you don't. The only reason why you'd have to go ahead and bring someone is just to be a mevarer, but it's not like really intrinsically necessary. Amalei, ananami levarer kamina, says, yeah, all I'm talking about is levarer. Don't you brought it up? Now you have to back it up by bringing someone because I hold halacha goes like Rebbe, and therefore, if you don't back up what you said, you're going to lose out. You're going to have to now pay the guy, according to you again, but really, since you didn't back it up, you have to pay him. Zuck the next heilige, heilige, heilige Mishnah. Mish, bar mitzvahs kovo. Let's say I lend Bob $1,000. Mish, bar mitzvahs kovo. He comes and he pays back $500. He pays back partial of it. Now, in the shtar that we wrote up, it says that he owes me $1,000. And now he paid up half. So what do we do? Says the Rashbam, Mishabar mixes chovo b'malva b'shtar, mariv ike lemechash ben yachser amalva yitba kol chovo. If we hold on to that original shtar, and then maybe when it comes time, I'm going to get the entire chovo, you get those $1,000 when you really only be 500. So what do you do? We have machlokas Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Huda omer yachlif. Switch the shtaros. In other words, make a new shtar that says that he owes 500. Says Rashbam, yikro so shtar, rip it up, v'yichtav lo shtar acher. Write a new one, Lefi Cheshbon Anishar Misman Rishon, Kafarsha Gemara. Right, so whatever it was, you read the original date of the loan. So let's say the loan was done on Aleph Nisan, so we're 6 months later, or whatever it is, you paid half of it. You still write the new shtar on Aleph Nisan. And even though normally they don't do shtar muktam, in this case we can, because we're not worried that anything's going to happen. We would be worried that maybe they're going to be taken from Yishubadim, Shalok Adin, if it's a Shtar Muktam. But this is not Shalok Adin, because Taka, it's true that the Shtar was from the time that it's actually written. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. He says, God, write a new one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi comes and he says, no, why write a new one? Just Yichtov Shover. Let the Malva, meaning myself, write a receipt to the Loveh that says that he paid me back 500, but I get to keep the original one that says you owe me 1,000, and you have a receipt that says you paid up for 500 of it. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, he says, hold on 1 second. By doing that, then right, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, write a whole new shtar. the shover, the nim sezet tzarich liyos shomer shover min achbarim. Now the borrower, namely, let's say Bob, that's what I said, I don't remember anymore. Bob has to guard this from any mice. As a response, shim alva chovro, yasam babi kolklovo, because if you lose it, then I'm going to be able to get the entirety of it. You're going to lose that extra $500. Amar lo Biyosi, this is back to him. What do you want from me? Rekach yofalo. This is going to be good for the, says Rishbam, the malve. This is going to be good for the malve. She love bedaigas shimor shovo. That you, Bob, are going to be worried about guarding this. Velo hamalve, not me. David love the ishmalve. Because the pasuk says in Kohel, Mishlei, says that a borrower is a servant to a lender. Like, so it's not my problem. Give me the guard, you're going to see in the Gemara. Below Yere Kochel Shoze, and not it should be that my strength as the lender should be weakened by having to give over this shtar and give a new one. Says the new one. Says there's Rambam explaining. Below Yere Kochel Shal Malva, Lahachlif Shtaro, Kedamar Rabbi Yehuda, Kedesh Yachv, Laparo, like we're going to see. If you have the shover now, you have to guard from ice. You want to make sure that you're not going to lose out. So you're going to end up paying back the loan quicker. So, yeah, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda. They don't like it, but we don't have to write a whole new shtar. You can keep this and write a shover. It's like the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuna Amar Rav. In Elchol Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef. Elchol's not like either of them. Ella Bezin Mekarne Shtar. Bezin rips it up. Vekosel lo shtar acher. And they write a new shtar. Now, what is that? Why isn't that Rav Yehuda's din? Says Rashbam, no. In a lechaluk Rav Yehuda, shama yachlif, that you switch it, vafilu lichtof lo mizman rishon, that you can even write it from the original one, ayde edim below bezin. Just edim could come, original edim without bezin at all. Kedem afarso also, the lo alime edim, like we're going to see the strength of the edim, they're not strong enough, leko shtar, to rip up a shtar, ulahachlif ligos mizman rishon, to go back to the original date. Below Rabbi Yosi, it's not like Rabbi Yosi either. Damar Kosin Shover, Vitzarech Lishmar Shover, and Achbarim. They've read a Shover and guard it from mice. Rather, it's similar to Yehuda's, except that it's based in the rip it up, because Kosin Shtahacher, and they're the ones who goes do it, Mizrani Shover, according to the original date. Just what do you write in there, says Rishbam, that Vikosin Lushtahacher, Lefishum Hamo Shechayv Lo Adayin, whatever's left over that he owes him, for Rav Tanahu Palik. Amar le Rav Huna, Amar le Rav Nachman le Rav Huna. Right, that was Rav Huna who brought up Rav. We started by saying Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, the Luchas Nalik, etc., etc. So Amar le Rav Nachman le Rav Huna, the Amri La Rav Yirmiyah Abraham le Rav Huna. Some say that's who it was. Ishmiya le Rav Ha Braisa de Tanya. Edim Mekarin Esashtar, Vikosan Lushtar Acher is Manbishon, Hava Hadarbe. You know that if Rav would have heard this following Braisa, if you would have heard the following statement, says the Tanya, Edim, the witnesses, they tear up the original document. Vikosin lo shtar acher, they read another one from the time, the original time, then he would have retracted what he said, and he would have said that, he would have retracted, he said, Lacha is like Rabbi, and he would have said, Lacha is like Rabbi, says the Rishbam that we're going to see in Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph, right? Hold the title, come on, Mishmaitzin, but Milsid Rabbi Yehuda, but Pariah Chatzi Chovo, person he pays back half his chov, Shemekarin Edom, they go, the Edom go, and they rip it up and they rewrite it. What would happen? Hava Hadabi, he would retract. Hadabi Rav, Hava Modis, Halacha Karebi Yehuda, he would be masking Lachas Rabbi Yehuda. The Harebi Nami, Rav Nami Hachkamer, the Mali Basin Mali Edom. What's the big difference if it's a Basin do it or Edom to do it? Omar Lay, if when it says back to him, Shmia Lay, Velo Hadabi. No, he actually did hear that Braisa. And he actually did not retract. It says there was Bam that Shmuel is Rulahadabe, the Braisa Tani, Edom Mekarim, the Eu Amar Bezin Dafka Velo Edom. He heard that, but he says, no, it's got to be Bezin, and it cannot be Edom. And why is that? Beep turn the beige. Kuf ayin aleph. Bishlam abeitin, it makes sense, according to Bezin. Alime lafkue mamona. They're stronger because they have the ability to go out to actually just take away money. Because we know, as their mom says, Hefker based in Hefker. They want to mafka someone, they can go and they can do such a thing. So they can make this new shtar with the ability to collect stuff that was sold before it was actually written, right? Shtar Mukta. But Edom, that they've done their shlichus, they're with the first time, chozer osen shlichusan, what, can they go back and they redo their shlichus again by writing another star with the same thing, with the same debt that was from before? Of course they can't. Therefore, they can't write the new one and give the original date of the first one. Frak the Gemara Velo, says Rishban Pitmiya. Really? You want to tell me that they don't have the ability of doing that? Says Rishban V'chi Ein Edim Chozim Nos, and they can't go and redo? V'Amar Yuda Amar Rav, that's him himself, Rav, Edim Kosvin Afil Asar Shtaros Al Sadachas, they can write even 10 Shtaros for one field. In other words, they're going to do these replacement Shtaros over there. If a person goes and buys a property, he loses this document that, you know, that's transferred over. The Edim who signed the original one, they can replace it, they can write another one, and they can do it again and again and again, right? If the person loses a Shtar, they keep losing it. It says, Rishab, Misha Avad Shtaro, V'Amr Lo Edim, Kitzvali, Acher, Chosen Kosen, I feel Asar Shtaro, Sim Avdu Zechazev, it gets lost one after the other. Right, so we see that Rav is of the opinion that Edom do have the ability to replace it, which goes against, right, what we just said in the name of Huna. Rav Yosef Amar. No, so the Gemara says, Rav Yosef answer says, the fact that he could go and they could rewrite the Shtar over and over again, that's only Bishtar Matana, if it's a gift, if it's a Matana, not if it's a sale or a loan, right, because that there's no Chrayis over there, there's no reason they can't go and replace it. The Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, "B'shtar she'ena chrayis." Rabbi's dealing with the case only with the shtar. It doesn't have a chrayis, right? Because it's the same issue that would arise, right? So since the shtar can't be used to collect, you know, stuff which is mishubad, Edim can go ahead, the original Edim can go and redo it. But a document, a shtar halva, which can be used to collect, you know, from stuff that's mishubad, that can't be replaced by Edim, and the date put on there to be the original date. Okay, right, so that's why they said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yossi, but rather only based they can go along and do it. When is the Shtar Aval? Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.